Welcome to the Jewels and Gems podcast. My name is Silvana and I will be your host. In this podcast, we will be discussing all things crystal healing, holistic wellness, modern spirituality, and so much more. Thank you so much for joining me and I can't wait to see you in the show. Hi guys, I hope that you're very well. It's Silvana here and I'm back on the Jewels and Gems podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Long time no see. So we have finally our Sagittarius season episodes. I know that the Scorpio season one was really interesting according to you guys. Thank you so much for all the lovely people that took the time to message me to let me know that you really enjoyed it and that you thought that it was insightful. That means a lot. I really appreciate that. And I'm really hoping that this new episode all about Sagittarius season is going to be also supportive in some way. So before we get started, I want to say how exciting it is to be in Sag season. I absolutely love Sag season because it's kind of, you know, it's a fun time because usually it coincides with the beginning of the Christmassy season. The Christmas spirit starts to show itself. Since Scorpio season is much more connected to Halloween, now we can get into the Christmas mood. And on top of that, I happen to be a Sagittarius ascendant. So for me, it's a bit like a new year kind of feeling. New year, new me. Wherever your ascendant falls, usually you might feel. So for example, let's say you're a Cancer ascendant or a Aries ascendant. Usually whenever that season kicks in, you might have a bit of a feeling of a new year starting, a fresh start for you. The energy overall feels a bit different. And that's really nice to embrace. So I am welcoming Sag season, as we say in French, with my arms wide open. So usually Sagittarius as an archetype is associated with obviously a few things. So first of all, it's going to be the fire element. It's the third and last fire sign. First one being Aries, second one being Leo, third one is Sagittarius. It's also considered a mutable sign, which in astrology is a there's three modalities. Cardinal, fixed, mutable. And Sagittarius happens to be mutable. And what's really interesting about mutable signs is that they tend to be very flexible. There's that sense of going with the flow. They are open-minded. They can adapt to any situation, to anything coming their way. That's what they tend to coincide with, that kind of energy. On top of that, it also is ruled by the planet Jupiter. In astrology, Jupiter is the planet of all things expansion, luck, growth. It's the planet that signifies where in our birth chart, for example, we tend to experience the most amount of abundance coming into our life. So, you know, you can see how Sagittarius embodies that energy of very much so being connected to growth, expansion, looking at the horizon, future focused, very optimistic, looking at things from an angle that's like, you know, go big or go home, very open-minded to all the possibilities and opportunities and that can come their way. So for sure, this energy is much, much embodied by both Sagittarius and Jupiter. And something else I wanted to mention is the ninth house in astrology. As you probably know by now, if you have listened to our previous season, zodiacal season episodes, each sign corresponds to an archetype, which also corresponds to a planet and a house. There's 12 houses in astrology. The ninth house is going to be all about the house of the higher learning, the higher mind. you know, and what's really interesting is on one side, we have Gemini, which we'll talk about it when the Gemini season comes our way. Gemini is much more, you know, on the lower end of schooling, but then Sagittarius represents the higher end, which is obviously going to be college, university, those kind of later on years of studying. It also signifies traveling, and it's a house that's connected to faith, spirituality, belief systems, and these are all elements that tend to be, you know, important for Sagittarius. So what I like to do, as we've done in the past, is to really dive into the general energy that the archetype represents. And then I really want to go in deeper into what this particular season, whether you have Sagittarius energy in your birth chart or not, what does it have in store for all of us? What does it signify? Why after Scorpio comes Sagittarius? Because it is here for a reason. Each sign following one another is following a cycle that is very powerful for us to understand, to harness, and to embrace. So first of all, the general idea of the Sagittarius archetype, it's the idea of wanting to win. Sagittarius has that feeling that it needs to live a certain success. It's a archetype that feels like it requires to live life in a abundant, luxurious, successful way. Sagittarius is ready to, you know, to find a way to take a risk in life to be able to move forward. That's where the mutable, as we said earlier, the mutable mode, that flexibility comes into play, because Sagittarius is well able to do what it takes to get to where it wants to be. And something else that's really potent about it, it's the assurance of being lucky. Sagittarius really embodies that sense of belief, believing that things come easy, that things can be done in a pleasant way, and that being grateful is an important part of the process. That it's so crucial to have faith, to have hope in life, and in the chance that life brings us. According to Sagittarian energy, we should feel lucky to be here because life is a blessing. And I think there's something really, really powerful to kick this off, is that sense of reminding ourselves that life is a blessing. I mean, it can be as simple as, you know, what were the chances of you being alive as a human being? You know, think about that, you know, that, you know, your parents got you at the right moment, at the right time, at the right second, that everything lined up so that you could be created. You know, that's that Sagittarius energy. That's like cultivating that faith in life, enthusiasm for life, and see life as something positive. And something else I really want to touch on, and I really, really love that. It's something that's very dear to me. It's that sense of quest. Sagittarius is the archetype of the quest in the zodiac. Why? Because there's that sense of developing a constant feeling of, you know, being on a journey, that sense of having an inner calling, and personal development is very strong as well in Sagittarian energy, but also that sense of expansion. As we said earlier, this is why Jupiter is ruling Sagittarius. Expansion here is the key word. There's that feeling that we, with Sagittarius energy, we have to believe in something better. And there's a need to find a quest or a meaning to our life and to search for answers through that hope, to be able to get those answers. It's hope, basically, that's going to help us find the answers to our questions And I think there's something really beautiful here for a lot of people that find themselves sometimes being lost. You know, if it's something that you struggle with, that sense of feeling lost in life, that, you know, you don't know where you're going, you don't know what is worth your while, you know, you're struggling to understand and grasp that. Let this Sagittarius season remind you that now is all about belief. This is the first step. Before even wondering and asking yourself all those complicated questions, you have to go back to the root, which is, do you actually believe, you know, in something? Do you believe in something positive? Do you believe in something greater? You know, whether that is God, the universe, whatever it is that you resonate with, this is really the first step for the answers to come. Something else that definitely deeply resonates with Sagittarian energy, it's traveling. As we said earlier, ninth house is connected to travels and foreign cultures and languages and all that. So this is really also a great time for me to mention that, you know, Sagittarius is about discovering, but also learning and mastering what is foreign to us, what is a bit exotic, so to speak. So there's that sense of going on big trips, but also small trips, but to make sure that each of those trips broadens your horizons, that every time you get to learn something new, that you break the routine. Sagittarius is not about routine. As we said, it's a mutable sign. It's flexible. It goes with the flow. There's no routine with this sign. So, you know, if you're somebody that tends to get stuck in routines, maybe try to embrace a little bit of that Sagittarian, you know, go with the flow way just during this season. And then when it's over and we move into Capricorn, you can go back into, you know, your more structured ways. But this, that sense of constantly on a day-to-day basis, you know, renewing yourself. That's the word I was looking for. Renewing yourself constantly, becoming a nomad. If the digital nomad, you know, that whole digital nomad thing, if there was one archetype in the zodiac to represent that, you know, it would be Sagittarius. Sagittarius is the digital nomad of the zodiac. It's whether it's physically or mentally, you know, it's about traveling in the world, of course, the physical world, but also in your internal world. And that's where spirituality comes into play, which we'll also talk about. But to finish this note on traveling, there's also that strong need to experience new things, but to also take meaning out of these things you experience with Sag season and Sag energy in general. And, you know, to be open to new activities, allowing yourself to broaden your horizons. Again, whether that's intellectually, mentally, physically, everything counts. Whether that's traveling, going on excursions, visiting, you know, going out, going to a lecture, going to the movies, learning something new, philosophy, spirituality, study of any kind. All those elements are super potent to dive into during Sag season. So I strongly recommend to explore that, whether it's something you're naturally really good at and something that you've mastered already or not. It's really potent to remind you of that importance of nurturing your mind, body, and soul, in the sense that this is how you grow. Sagittarius is here to remind us that to be able for us to grow and evolve as individuals, we have to stimulate ourselves. We have to learn. Life is a learning quest, according to Sag. It's here to remind us that we'll never be experts, But you know what? That's actually a wonderful thing. And if you're somebody that finds it hard to admit that they are not an expert or that they are not the best at something, and if that triggers you when I'm talking about, well, let this season be the reminder that it's actually okay, that there's something beautiful about it, because that means that every day that you're being given as a chance to live on this planet, it's another day where you can get to learn more and more and more and more. And there's magic in that, because that means every time you keep studying, you keep learning, you keep expanding your mind, you learn something new. I mean, life is much more exciting if you look at it that way than if you were to think, oh, I learned it all. Okay, what next? Well, not nothing, because I know it all now. So I just have to sit now and do nothing, because there's nothing else for me to do. That sounds a bit boring to me. But yeah, I want you to see that as an opportunity to embrace the journey. It's not about the final destination. It's about the journey to get you to where you aspire to be. Something else that really helps in that process is to immerse yourself. So Sag is here to tell you that, okay, this way didn't work. Go and do it differently. You know, so for example, if you're feeling stuck, don't do things the way you've been doing it for the last while. Try and doing a bit differently. Step out of your comfort zone. Immerse yourself in the experience. And if that means you're at the moment trying to learn Spanish because it's a language that you really love, and you've been pushing yourself to go on your app on your telephone every day, but you're struggling to keep up with it because the motivation is not there, but you really want to learn Spanish, book yourself a trip to Spain. You know, go for a weekend. See how you get on while you're there. And while you're there, try to only use Spanish, you know, and not use any other language, and see how you get on after a couple of days. See, that's Sag energy. Something else that's really prominent in that zodiacal archetype that is Sagittarius, it's philosophy, and as we said, higher learning. And why is this important? Because it's about discovering and developing deep knowledge about existential questions. Sag is all about existentiality, existential questions. Where do we come from? Where are we going? Why are we even here? Does God exist? Etc., etc. And now could be an interesting time to dive a little bit in that if it's something that you never get to do. And why does Sagittarius do that? In my opinion, it's because it's very much so a future forward moving sign in astrology. Maybe not in the same way as Aquarius. We'll touch on Aquarius again when the time comes, but in a similar way. And there's also with Sag energy, there's that development of constant evolution of a way of thinking, a thought process of beliefs and of life. This is really deep here, deep stuff. But also higher learning, philosophy. So yeah, as we said, third house being more school, like little school, ninth house, Sagittarius, like college, and so on and so forth. To the point that by developing that higher learning and knowledge, it's bringing us on a path where we start to develop our own philosophical sense and our own belief systems around life, and to develop our own sense of morality and ethics, to be capable to think by ourselves on an ethical aspect. And, you know, by going on that journey of philosophy and higher learning, it's also allowing us to integrate a new cultural model, a new philosophical model. And according to Sag, this is really important for us because it's about, you know, deconditioning us from the back, from our background, and from where the basically the circle in which we were born, to be able to find, meet, and join potentially a moral code a way of life or philosophy that suits us better. And I think this is really powerful because it's reminding us this season, to, in a nutshell, is here to remind us that, guys, it's not because your parents believe one thing that you have to believe the same. It's not because you've been brought up to follow certain rules that you have to follow those rules today as an adult. It's not because you've been taught one way and you've been told one way that you're not allowed to go a different way. And I really want you to let that sink in, because this is so bloody important. If you feel like you're being trapped in some way, in a belief system, in an ethical, moral code or way of thinking that you do not deep down resonate with, Sagittarius season is here to remind you that by expanding your mind, by broadening your horizons, whether that's physically or mentally or intellectually, this is how you can break those chains and free yourself and open yourself to the freedom that comes with expansion. Sagittarius is the ultimate explorer. It's the adventurer of the zodiac. And it's here to remind you that you can do that too. It's open to everybody. And now could be a good time to embrace a little bit of that energy if you can. You know, whether that is by physically getting out of that circle or mentally, intellectually, by broadening your mind. And that is really something I wanted to touch on today. But on top of that, I wanted to go into what could be potentially shadow aspects of Sagittarius season. So basically giving you guys a few tips about things that I would just be wary of and trying to avoid during this time, because it's very easy to get into excess, like everywhere, like everyone, you know. It's not something that can be not mentioned. So the first thing I want to say is now during Sag season is not the time to allow any form of how can I say that in a way that makes sense? Be careful with being overly rational, being overly expansive, being overly optimistic, and, you know, minimizing problems, or, you know, not being enough wary and careful. Because sometimes Sagittarius in its shadow aspect can tend to be overly optimistic, you know, to the point that this can come across as naivety. And it's very important to make sure we don't fall into that. Yes, it's good to be open to opportunities, but at the same time, you know, Sag loves taking risks. Yes, okay, but let's be real. Let's just go back down to earth for a quick second. You know, now is not the time about taking crazy risks either. You know, we don't want to lose everything. You know, I'm not telling you, okay, you know, like you're fed up with everything, pack your bags and go live in Japan and start from zero and, you know, quit your job and say goodbye, quit your relationship and just go to Japan and start from zero and you'll be happy. No, this is not what we're talking about here. There's little things we can do in a day to day, but now is not the time to go crazy either, you know. There has to be some kind of discernment, which sometimes Sag can lack of. And now is a good time to remind everybody, whether you have Sag or not in your chart, this is crucial. Next is, you know, sometimes it could be also with Sag energy, there could be a tendency to not always grasp really the meaning of something, because we already have it and we are on a quest for something else. You know, so, you know, try to be careful with that confusion that could be around, you know, what is it that you have? What is it that you don't have? What is it that you want? What is it that you already have? You know, and like, you know, take the time to appreciate what's already here before starting to look too quickly to what is it next? What's next? What's next? You know? And definitely, I would say that sometimes it could be tricky. I mean, that's why Sagittarius as an archetype, I'm not talking necessarily about, you know, I'm not into those, you know, like that kind of, I don't know how to call this, even magazine pop astrology where, you know, my least favorite sign is this, or my favorite sign is that, this sign is bad, this sign is good, you know, it's not about what's good or bad, you know, every sign has its light and shadow aspects, but sometimes Sagittarius can be seen as a little bit, you know, easy to move on, quick to move on from, you know, relationship, or, you know, like they need to be kept entertained and busy and stimulated quite regularly to be able to stay where they are, kind of thing. And sometimes that can cause a bit of an insensitivity towards other people's emotions. So I would say now be wary of that. And don't forget what Scorpio season taught us before, which was the importance of that deep link. You know, Sag is afraid of being restricted. That is one of Sagittarius's biggest fears. Keep that in mind. That fear of being restricted is so strong that unfortunately sometimes they're worried of going in deep. You know, they're worried of connecting deep connection because they're worried they can't, we won't be able to get away. Well, be careful of that. And, you know, don't get yourself stuck in into belief systems, into ways of thinking, you know, like see everything from a bigger picture. Now is a good time to do that. And don't be constantly in a bubble, you know. Sometimes I like to look at this from sister signs perspective. And something that actually I have to say is really interesting when we think about it is the sister sign of Sagittarius happens to be Gemini. Well, Gemini can be a really good point of view when it comes to shadow sides of Sagittarius. Sag tends to be very fanatic, very quickly. Sag is an energy that can easily get itself lost into big philosophies, big theories, into spirituality, to the point that it can be easily closed off into a belief system. Well, if we look at the other side of the spectrum, Gemini is here to remind us, yeah, but don't jump too quick to conclusions. You know, go back to the day-to-day problems. Don't forget about these. Yes, looking at things from a bigger picture is great, but looking at the minute detail is also important. And definitely something for all of us to keep in mind, I think, during this time. Now, something else that I want to talk about is that if we don't embody this Sag energy enough, let's say, for example, you don't have it in your chart, or let's say you have it in your chart, but you're struggling to harness that energy, I would say something that's really interesting is to look at, you know, what is Sag season here to remind us of? You know, don't underestimate your capacities. And Sag is here to tell you that now is the time, especially during its season right now, you know, don't hit for the stars that are lower than the ones that you could potentially hit. Don't make yourself smaller than what you are, and don't diminish your potential. And this is really, really powerful during this time, you know? If you're somebody that finds it difficult or hard to take risks, I know this word can be a little bit scary for some people. Well, Sag is here to tell us that it's crucial not to become a prisoner. Yes, I'm using a strong word, prisoner, because that's how Sagittarius sees these things, of a routine, of a way of thinking, of a situation, or even more so, a person. Now is the season to break free. Whether that is a pattern that no longer serves you, a habit that is holding you back, whatever that is, you know, you're being invited during the season to step away from that and free yourself. You know, to find ways to renew yourself and to not fall into boredom. Sagittarius cannot deal with boredom. This is crucial to understand, you know. It's about opening yourself to the opportunity that comes with questioning at all times the meaning of life, you know. Looking at everything that's surrounding you from a bigger picture, you know, and making sure you don't stay a prisoner of your belief of system and becoming somebody that never grows, that never evolves, you know, something that comes strong with mutable energy is change. And Sag is here to remind us that change is really, truly an asset. And we cannot learn nothing that, you know, if we can't learn new things if we don't allow ourselves first to open our minds. That's the first step. Opening ourselves to new opportunities, new possibilities. This is how you welcome positive change in your life. It's not about, you know, being stuck in the same way of thinking. It's always about learning, trying to find constant ways to learn. You know, not to always stay in the same place at all times. You know, if you're somebody that has grown up in the same place where you were born, for example, Sag season is here to tell you that, you know, it would be so valuable for you, so powerful, so potent, if you allowed yourself to, you know, step out of that physical space, you know. If you're someone that's born and lives, born and bred, and you live in that same place, you know, go out for a while. It doesn't have to be for too long, but take this as a sign that there's something absolutely powerful and positive for you, waiting for you out there somewhere. But you'll never find it out if you don't step out of your comfort zone. And if you don't go look for it, whether that's physically or in like physically as in traveling or intellectually as in learning something, I want you to remember it's not one or it's not one and the other. It's either or. That works too. You don't have to go for the extreme of, you know, physically, you know, moving to another city or country or continent. You know, it can be as simple as intellectually starting this process, you know, that would be very valuable in itself. Now, something that I want to finish this episode with, it's what I call challenges that we're being invited to embrace through the archetype that we're exploring during this season. So what are challenges that Sagittarius season is inviting us to embrace? First challenge that comes to my mind, it's developing a sense of faith and confidence in life. If you're somebody that tends to fall into negative thinking quite quickly, well, I challenge you during this season to question this and ask yourself, what is it that you believe in? What do you believe in? How can you develop a feeling of confidence in life? What could help you get closer to feeling that life is good and that good things come to you with ease? And working with affirmations would be really nice, I would say, for sure. You know, whether that's through your yoga practice, if you meditate or not, or just, you know, on a day-to-day, just repeating to yourself through, for example, mirror work, which is really, really powerful. Looking at yourself in the mirror in the morning while you get ready before going to work, and you just repeat to yourself, you know, I believe, I know that good things come easy to me. Positive things come to me with ease. I just have to believe and they will come. You know, something like this, and repeating it in the morning, looking at yourself in the mirror, deep in your eyes. I know that can be triggering for a lot of people. I recommend sometimes, depending on who I talk to, sometimes also my clients would be aware of that. They would have heard me sometimes mention this. It's how mirror work can really be powerful to work with the subconscious mind. Well, that's a good way to do it. If you own a tarot deck, please pull a card. Ask yourself, you know, again, if you haven't done it already, please listen to my tarot episode. I have a whole episode where I explain what the tarot is about and why you should practice, why you should have a tarot practice. Pick a card, you know, ask yourself, ask your tarot deck, you know, what can I do right now to build a feeling of confidence in life, and see what your deck tells you. There's so much insight in that. You know, next would be another challenge would be to find a way to feel always in a forward moving motion, whether that's physically, but also internally. So during this season, I would strongly recommend to try to come with ways that can really promote that feeling that you're constantly moving forward. Whether that is physically, for example, by doing activities that stimulate that feeling, whether that's as simple as cycling or running, but it can also be internally. Doing things on a day-to-day does not always have to be the same, but what can you do today? It doesn't have to take long, but what is it that you can do today that makes you feel like you're moving forward, you know? Is it, you know, you've been, for example, looking to start a new hobby and you've not allowed yourself to do it, and you know it's going to be super beneficial for you, but you just don't allow yourself time to do it because you have so many more important things according to you, but nothing's more important than your well-being and what you want to do. Well, now is the time to make space. Make space for what that thing is, because I can bet you it's going to make you feel like you're moving in the right direction. Focus during this season on what is it on a day-to-day basis that can help you feel like you're moving in the right direction. Next would be another challenge would be to find a quest of some kind. You know, whether that's, it could be like an external quest. Like it could be, for example, to get in better shape physically. For example, you know, maybe you have something else in mind. Maybe it is something different. Well, let's say it's to get in better shape. All right. Well, as you set yourself that quest and you follow, you work on that, you know, try to find a way to make this quest become not just an external one, because you're stimulating your body, it's the physical world. Try to find a way to make that quest become part of your inner world. So for example, let's say you decide you want to be in better shape. So what you're going to do to do that, you're, for example, going to choose to work out. You might choose to eat healthier. You know, you might choose to follow, for example, I don't know, a particular type of eating. Let's say you decide for a period of time to eat more wholesome quality ingredients and eat less junk, for example. Well, as you work on that, becoming in better shape physically, why don't you also try to include your mental health as well? So what could you do to make this also benefit your mental health? This could be, for example, by, there's so much you could do. I mean, I'm not even sure where to start. You could decide to read a book talking about mental health that, for example, you've really heard great reviews about and, that your friends have been recommending to you and you've never got to do it. You could do that as you work on your physical shape. You could decide, for example, to, dive into some kind of practice that will benefit you internally, like breath work. You could do so much. Basically, the challenge here is rather than focusing on just the physical aspect of the quest, it's also making sure that there is an inner quest happening as well. That the outer world and the inner world combine. How can you make that happen during this Sagittarius season? And to do that while, we're still in it, so that when the end of it comes, when Capricorn season kicks in, you then do a checkup on how did that go for you. Another challenge would be to find necessary, I suppose, needed quests to make sure life gives you always a feeling that there is new heights to be reached. So the way I would explain that would be, what is it that you can focus on during the Sagittarius season that can, what goal, even the word goal is not correct here. I really love the word quest because it's such a Sag term, what quest can you decide to dive into so that you feel that life is about great things coming your way? What is exciting you at this moment in time? Is there one thing that you feel if you were able to achieve that thing, you'd feel like you're the master of the world? Like that you'd be so proud of yourself, that you feel like success would be felt in some way, that this is what is calling you right now. Think about it for a second. If you can't think of it straight away, take the time to really, ponder on it. Like there has to be some kind of deep, deep quest that you've maybe refused yourself to jump into. Maybe out of fear, maybe out of feeling that it's not for you. Maybe because you're worried people around you would not understand you. Maybe because you feel that you don't deserve it. Well, let me tell you today that I am giving you that permission slip. Whatever that quest is, no matter how crazy it sounds, I want you to remember that that quest, if it's in your head, it's in your head for a reason. And if you have read the book Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, you'll understand what I'm going to say. If you haven't, then please go and read this book. It's brilliant. If that thought, if that idea, if that quest came to your mind, not your sister's mind, not your brother's mind, not your parents' mind, not your body's mind, but your mind, then it's here for a reason. It's here because it's there for you. So do not, you have to do it justice. Don't let it sit and be forgotten about, you know? Because you just, you can't underestimate how it's gonna, what it's gonna lead to. Sometimes it's just about that. You know, we start something, we don't always think something's gonna come out of it. And then sometimes you just end up surprised. You're like, oh my God, look, I did this and look what happened. I mean, I would have never guessed this would have came my way. And I'm so glad I did. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. You know, it's one of those things, you know, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. That sense of, you know, ripple effect. You start with one little thing and it can unlock another and another and another. And this can open so many new horizons your way. This is what we're on about during Sag season. And last but not least, very important, find necessary time. Like we much needed time for traveling. Whether that's real traveling, like actually going somewhere, even just for a weekend or a day. But it can also be symbolic traveling, as in, for example, immersing yourself, you know, intellectually in something new. And immerse yourself into new cultures. Sagittarius is all about new cultures, languages, discovering new ways of thinking, of doing things, of, you know, anything new like that. This is Sag energy. So, for example, you know, go to a museum, you know, go and watch a movie of some kind, you know, about a topic that maybe you're not typically used to, you know, hearing about, or something you don't normally lean towards, and expand your horizons, you know. Go to see, you know, a theater piece that maybe you wouldn't normally be into, but you've been asked to join and you're like, okay, well, let's go. I mean, I'm not sure what that's going to lead to. I don't know if I'm going to like it, but I'm going to give it a try. You know, like do things, start learning something new, for example. That's another great one. Start learning something new, you know, whether that's a new language, you know, whether that's just something that you've been putting off that you've always wanted to learn. Start learning it now. What's stopping you? There's time for everything if we want to make time for it. I mean, I don't think we grasp as humans how much time we get to waste, for example, on our phones, when all that time could be spent doing so many other things. But it's only when you start allowing yourself to, you know, look at it that you realize it. That's what's been happening to me lately. And I did a few tweaks, for example, with my phone to try to limit my phone consumption. And I can tell you one thing, we don't realize how much time we actually have to do other things, you know? Well, whatever it is that you want to learn about, to expand your mind around, now is the time to embrace it, you know? So I really, really hope that this makes sense, that everything that I've covered today speaks to you. And if it does, please let me know. Please let me know how this episode went for you, if you've enjoyed it, if you thought it was insightful in any way. You know where to find me on Instagram. You can find me at jewelsandgems.shop. And you can also find me on Facebook, but also on YouTube now. Make sure you check as well the YouTube channel. It's Jewels and Gems by Silvana. Definitely check that out if you haven't done it already. And again, thank you so much for listening. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast. That would be fantastic. It's a great way to help me as well to keep going with this, and leave me a review if you feel called. And if there is anything in particular that you would like to hear about on the podcast, please let me know. I always take into consideration your input. It means the world to me. And if you if you're a Sagittarius yourself, if you have, or if you, or even if you're like me, you're a Sagittarius ascendant, and you want to learn more about your birth chart and uncover all the magic around the beautiful cosmic being that you are. Well, you know where to find me as well. Feel free to book a reading. I do all kinds of readings. You can find it all in the description of the podcast episodes. Please feel free to contact me if you have any questions about the readings at all. I'm very happy to help. No worries at all. And yeah, I mean, let's keep in touch. And I'll be talking to you soon. And next time we might actually cover Capricorn season, which is going to be really, really interesting now that we get close to the beginning of winter with the winter solstice and also the end of the year. So lots of very exciting things coming our way. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. I wish you a beautiful day and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys.